Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know that we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we will be welcoming Executive Director of Elizabeth Ministry International. And her name is Chris Crawley. She's gonna be on our show today and tomorrow. Now, Chris has over a decade of dedicated service to the board of directors at Elizabeth Ministry International and first began her career as a professional ultrasound woman, a sonographer, and she's passionate and she's a great advocate for life. She founded the first medical pregnancy center affiliated with Elizabeth Ministry International and played a key role in the creation of Wisconsin's Sonya Law, a law that ensures mothers have the opportunity to view an ultrasound before they make an abortion decision. And she's also developed the Hearts of Hope program, which is a ministry that honors the remains of miscarried babies and supports parents through their grief with dignity and love. And she's gonna be here with us today and tomorrow to speak with us about the Elizabeth Ministry International, how it works to bring hope and healing and spiritual support to women and families during the joys and sorrows of childbearing years and beyond. Wow.
Besides that, she's not doing much.
She's not doing nothing. You could go to her beautiful website. It's elizabethministry.org. Wow. She's going to be outstanding.
What a mouthful there. And it's all about human beings in all sorts of places and ways. And that Elizabeth Ministry, you know, flows out of Mary and Elizabeth, their ministry to one another, the children within their wombs, bringing them forth, bringing life. And yet both of them die in tragic yet redemptive ways. And this Elizabeth Ministry is about life, and it's about death. It's about carrying children. It's about losing children. And beyond that, it's about the attacks upon marriage and addressing those attacks upon marriage, healing ministries that they have. It just goes on and on and on.
She sounds like she's about restoring a culture gone mad.
Yeah. So we could look at this and say, well, that's a great work that she's doing, but she's saying, no, I want you to do this too. They want to start chapters all over the country that are kind of mimicking, in the best sense of that word, the love for mothers and for children and for marriage and the family. Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Chris Crawley. She is the Executive Director of Elizabeth Ministry International. Please go out to their website. It's elizabethministry.org. Well, beautiful Chris, we are excited to have you. We want our family first to learn a little bit about you. So tell them a little bit about yourself and where you live, and then we're going to talk about how Elizabeth Ministry International got started.
So I live in Mequonago, Wisconsin. And I, as you said before, I started my career as an ultrasound tech. And my love for babies and seeing the babies really impacted me greatly in this pro-life cause, obviously. So I had been doing that for a number of years. And then God called me out of that work in the secular world into what I'm doing now. And it's just been a beautiful blessing. And I'm so grateful that I did as Mary said and said yes to his call.
I'm just thinking as you're sharing, because there's so much that you've done in your life, because we were in the green room with you, so you're so involved. But you know, like the foundation of it was the face of the preborn and the face of Jesus in them. And seeing them, encountering them, and knowing that they're their own person and Jesus is mysteriously with them. That happened to me in seeing, you know, one of our children on ultrasound. It radically changed my life because I was looking at this child and I was saying, mm-hmm. I could take you to one of five abortion mills in Birmingham and I can kill you today.
Right.
I wasn't going to do that, but I said, this can't be happening, and I don't want to know about this because this is going to ruin my life. Really, it helped my life because if this is true, I've got to take some steps. It's gonna so change my life. Like, as Christians, we have a life, right?
Absolutely.
It's going to ruin my life. But your foundation was intimacy with the Lord, with the baby, with mothers, and so on. So I just want to underline that with all the, you know, you're running this big ministry and all this other stuff, but it's about intimacy with the human person.
It's absolutely about intimacy with the human person. And by seeing that baby on the ultrasound, the very first time, I remember the first time that I ever saw a baby on ultrasound, and I was just floored.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
it was never anything that anybody yeah. taught me mm-hmm. or anything mm-hmm. that we learned about the actual humanity of that child very, very early on. Mm-hmm. So that did build the ministry. Yeah. That did build on how, you know, God made that calling to mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Well, the beautiful thing is that he captured your heart yep. as you're going into the window to the woman. Yes, you're a trained sonographer and you have a great skill level, but then there's that human interaction that happens. And then God captures your heart. And then he's like, and now, Chris, I'm gonna ruin you for the ordinary, and you're gonna take this skill and do great and amazing things. Tell our family about the Elizabeth Ministry International.
So Elizabeth Ministry International was founded in 1991 yeah. by Jeannie Hanneman and her husband, Bruce Hanneman. Jeannie had been a mentor of mine for many years, and I love her greatly. The ministry is born from the Gospel of Luke.
Yeah.
And it is emulating that maternal mentorship between Mary yeah. and Elizabeth. And what a powerful, powerful message it is, and what a powerful way to live. So Jeannie realized in 1991 that society just wasn't like it had been in the past. Things were breaking down. Women and families didn't have their moms living close by, didn't have family members living close by. So we needed a way to just build that mm-hmm. that maternal.
To restore that culture.
Exactly, mm-hmm. restore mm-hmm. the culture. Mm-hmm. And to help people mm-hmm. that needed somebody to be there for them
yeah.
and with them as they were going through the struggles mm-hmm. of life, of mm-hmm. the joys, even the joys of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that was born. We're so proud of this ministry and its chapters and all the things that we do. And we're very, very blessed because we were actually endorsed years ago by the USCCB mm-hmm. and by the military chaplains.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something we're very proud of and take very seriously. And we're trying to make a difference in lives every day in all that we do.
Because mm-hmm. way far gone is the time when women are having babies and their mother comes and can take off a week of her life and she's gonna be home and mentoring and loving and teaching her daughter everything. That just isn't happening. And there really is a generational cultural breakdown, and people are being abandoned even in pregnancy. And so women are going through this time single and alone, maybe abandoned by the boyfriend, maybe abandoned by the family. And then maybe they want to continue the pregnancy, but they need some help. They need someone to say, how am I going to do this, and throw me a lifeline.
Absolutely. And there's also families, moms and dads, who have a number of children and don't have help and support.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you go? Our church family. This is a call
mm-hmm.
for our church family to wrap ourselves around other families in the parish, because we need that. The society needs that right now. We have to build our strong families back.
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth Ministry is a way to do this
yeah.
in our
mm-hmm.
culture,
yeah.
and especially now. Even more so, 1991, when Jeannie saw this need, it is even more so now
mm-hmm.
and even more important in today's day than it had been in 1991.
Well, it's a prophetic ministry when she started it, because here we are in 2025 and we are isolated as human beings, and there isn't a culture.
Right.
I mean, when I was having my babies, I was in a Bible study with women, and everybody was around the table. We were all nursing our babies, and we were all speaking into each other's lives. That's not even on the radar for people. And so to have a support from a parish where people know your name and they can help you and develop that ministry right there in your parish.
So, yes, and using Mary and Elizabeth and the way that they interacted with each other, raising their babies, and throughout life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they had each other, and we have each other then, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just thinking about what I tried to say at the beginning. They're wrapping their arms, as you said, around one another, around the family, being there and supportive. Yet they have, we know it's redemptive, but like tragedies with these children, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to die. Then was born with destiny to die, to lay down their lives. And so you really deal with wrapping your arms around the children, the family, but some of the children die even before, you know, they're born or tragedy happens. And so we're with you in life, with sickness, with death, with accidents, with whatever, we're here. So you have these chapters. I know you can unpack more Elizabeth Ministries, all the components, but how many chapters do you have? How do they come about?
We have registered over 800 chapters worldwide. What happens with the chapters is they're in the parish. Chapters are in the parish. And Elizabeth Ministry, in the Elizabeth Ministry, the women in the parish become what we call Elizabeth ministers. So what happens is, if let's say there's a family that has triplets or twins, or somebody's going through miscarriage, or somebody's just celebrated a joyful birth, our Elizabeth ministers reach out with their lived experience. So somebody who had a miscarriage will reach out to a family that had a miscarriage. A family that is going through the struggles of illness in the family, if they had gone through the same thing, they will reach out to them. The whole ministry will reach out in joy to families that are just had a baby, or in prayer for people facing infertility. So it's that maternal mentorship again. So that's what the chapters do. And they also do other things. Every parish is different. Every parish is different. And so we also celebrate baptisms. We celebrate, we have moms groups. Yeah. There's meals, people will make meals for other families. Whatever the need comes up, it's that family ministry. And it's a beautiful way to interact with other people in the parish, and it's a beautiful way to just live the gospel.
Right. And the priest can't do everything, right?
No.
And
that's
so it's so beautiful to have this in place so that the other women can then reach out. When you're in, maybe Catholic parishes have multiple masses, and so, you know, you have this person's going on here, and I have somebody in 5 o'clock who's going to be having a baby. I have somebody at the 8:30 mass, or, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so they could kind of coordinate so that they're all on the same page, whether it's life or tragedy, whatever that they're going through. And then the priest has the knowledge to say, the women are gonna handle that.
It also takes a little pressure off of the priest, because the ministers are trained. They're trained to help with whatever tragedy comes up. And it helps that minister, because the priests have so much to do, and they're there. They're there for spiritual nourishment, encouragement, and everything else, but they're not, but they're offering more now. We're offering more, and we're offering that connection, that spiritual hope and help. We're offering just the support that people need from the ministry. It's really an important ministry, and we have all the tools to allow this to happen in a parish, and it's not hard to do. It's very easy.
Yeah.
You know. Do you find that a number of the people that are getting ministered to become a part of the chapter? Are they making any transition over?
Absolutely. I always make a transition because, for instance, I use this often. If somebody has gone through a loss of a child or someone has had a miscarriage, they're going to turn around and they're going to wrap themselves around another family that has done that. Having lived it is really vitally important and helps that other family, helps the other family. So they always turn around and be part of the ministry as well.
Well, it's such a beautiful thing because, you know, once you've been enveloped and welcomed in and then you heal, then you become a healer. And
correct.
Healed people heal people. Hurt people hurt people, right?
Right.
And so it's kind of like, no, I want to be there for you because they came up alongside of me when maybe it was my darkest hour. Mm-hmm. And maybe I had a miscarriage and I didn't know what to do and my family wasn't around or I needed spiritual support. Maybe you have family around, but they're not giving you that spiritual support that you need,
That's right.
Or not emotional support. They might be physically there, but they're not there for you to help you to heal.
And so what are we doing? We're building a strong church and a strong parish. Mm-hmm. And people that have been helped through the Elizabeth ministry, they have told me so many times, I've heard it over and over again, how they stayed in the Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. They've come to the Catholic faith if we've helped them outside of the church. Mm-hmm. And they love the faith and they love that spiritual nourishment that they've gotten, the help that they've gotten. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build that. We're building that community. Mm-hmm. Well,
what priest, what bishop, what deacon would not want we help your congregation to stay in the faith and to come to the faith? You've been asking, Lord, how could this happen? We're seeing so many people leave the church or they don't get it. And you're saying, no, we're really working for renewal in the church and actually evangelization as well. People outside of the church that are getting ministered with the love of Christ, you know, as I've loved you, so, you know, love others. We're doing that and they're coming into the church. You're speaking about church growth, renewal. Who doesn't want that?
Right.
And if you have women in the church, one in every four women, you have a miscarriage, right? Or you're thinking about having an abortion. So those numbers are there. How are we healing them? How are we helping them? How are we loving them?
And so we have those programs in the parish, in the parish through the ministry that will help support them. We have a pastoral guide. Mm-hmm. Now, this is highly important for every priest to get their hands on this, the priests, the deacons, lay ministers, because our pastoral guide helps those going through the loss of a baby, through miscarriage, stillbirth, infant loss, whatever it is. There are prayers, there are services in there. It tells you how you can help a family, how to talk to a family, gives a education on what is it to lose a child. You know, not everybody knows everything that goes into this. And so this pastoral guide is a very simple way to educate, and it's a great way to start this ministry to heal people.
We're going to take a break at this point and hold you over for the final segment. This is such a great blessing. We're so glad that you're here. Go to elizabethministry.org. It's a wonderful website, beautifully done. All the information is there so you can rehear what Chris is sharing with us. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. Continuing our conversation with Chris Crawley, Elizabeth Ministries. So how do you hear about people that need your kind of support and prayer and then close out with how we can again begin a chapter that's doing this kind of work?
So when you're in the church and the Elizabeth Ministry chapter is in the parish, the way that the Elizabeth minister will find out that somebody is in need is one of our biggest great programs that we have at Elizabeth Ministry is called our Blessing Bouquet. And the blessing bouquet is a vase of roses. And it's beautiful. And what happens is you place it prominently in a place in the church where all the parishioners can see this, okay? There's a rose, and there's a basket of different colored roses. They all signify what intention that a person may have. So a yellow rose is for somebody who would like to conceive or adopt. A pink rose is for someone who is pregnant or going to adopt. A red rose signifies birth. And a blue rose is for troubled times, anybody mm-hmm. going through any crisis. And the purple rose is for grandparents, because grandparents, you know, we all have to pray, and we all pray for our grandchildren. We all have struggles
it's
going
our
on.
Loss, it's our gain, right?
It is, it is. So what happens is when these parishioners put the roses in, now the church can see this, mm-hmm. and they can pray for those people. There's a tag that it goes on there that whoever fills it out will fill in the tag, and it has their information. An Elizabeth minister will take that information, and they will connect mm-hmm. that person that's in need with an Elizabeth minister that has been through that experience. So it is just a great way and a beautiful way for your parish not only to help other people, mm-hmm. but to pray for each other and to support each other. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm saying that these tools are all available on our online store. You know, the chapters have these tools that they bring into the churches. And it is a way to build our parishes and build our families and make these strong mm-hmm. community mm-hmm. and just strengthen our Catholic faith, which is so important.
So to start a new chapter, we don't have to reinvent the wheel, but how would we start a new chapter?
You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. We have a starter guide. We have a leader's manual, shows every step-by-step how to do it. We have a visitor's manual. Now we can do the trainings mm-hmm. and train the ministers. It's all written out. Good. It's all written. And these programs, when you get the program, it'll come with that blessing bouquet program mm-hmm. and a whole myriad of items. Mm-hmm. So it's an easy thing to start, and it's a beautiful, beautiful mm-hmm. ministry.
Chris, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank God we have you for tomorrow to more fully unpack this. And so be sure to join us again tomorrow. We'll continue the conversation with Chris Crawley about these wonderful Elizabeth Ministries, elizabethministries.org, right?
elizabethministry.org.
Go right there. You'll have all the information you need. So God bless you and all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.